I was like, I'm just as, I would have just have been as just, I would just, I would have been, oh my gosh, see.
I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Language.
Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
Into the podcastle.
Here's what you missed last week.
And the drinks they have at their table are not white wine spritzers, and their Facebook profiles don't have 1,000 albums with one picture on it, and the album is called Untitled. Nope, nope, not those people. Yeah. And they don't share articles with misspellings from Feedworthy or Buzzify that say things that you should teach your child about GMOs. No, not those kind of
women. Or sign their comments.
Sign the comments. Hey, that's not really cool. You should do that again, Barb.
Go for it. Yeah, you sound fine. Sound terrific.
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky, first of all. It's like the guy makes a million spelling errors, but he remembers to put the dollar sign for the S when he tweets about him.
Yeah, right. Isn't that funny?
I know. Aw, Coonsie. Coons.
Sweet, sweet McCoomsie.
Bob's our co-host on the History Hour. I was talking to him right before the show, and he's got a hot date tonight. Well, his girlfriend's coming over, I guess.
Oh my gosh!
And he's gonna wear the Darren Dalton jersey as she walks in the door.
Good for, and only the Darren Dalton jersey. He's pantsless, and he's just like,
his ass is facing the door when she comes in. Good evening.
Good evening. Would you like me to be the catcher tonight?
I'm going to test the limits, see how she likes a grown man who wears sports jerseys. I'm from Philly. Get used to it.
Get used to it. I think that's a good filter, though. Like a good weeding out process in dating. If like throw the sports stuff out, and you can gauge that. Because like as a man from Philadelphia, I wear a lot of like sports shirts around the house. Or I like go out like all the time. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So if anybody was ever like, hey, do you mind putting that Philly shirt away? I'd be like, you know what? This isn't going to work. Not that I don't mind changing a shirt for an occasion, but the fact that this bothers you, like, speaks volumes about your personal character and taste.
Right, yeah. Like, if you care about that, then we're, like, getting to the end of this very fast. And it's funny because it's so acceptable now, for the most part, for grown men to wear, you know, any t-shirt out, as long as it's like not dirty. That's pretty much all we need to show up with. Like, I sometimes show up, like Heather and I will go out for like a drink and maybe dinner, and I have a nice pair of shorts on, nice pair of boat shoes, and a Superman t-shirt.
Hotel that's Boca all you Vista need. Face it's totally acceptable. I think more so too in like Florida and California, that's more socially acceptable for even for like formal stuff. Like in California, cutting edge radio hours here. In California, like even formal stuff, you just wear like a jacket. Like nobody like ever wears a tie unless you're like in politics or something. But people even then don't even wear them unless you're like at a funeral. It just doesn't really apply.
And ties are going out. Oddly enough, I pay attention to fashion even though I don't wear nice things. I like notice trends. It's just like anything that we always notice, like trends or repetitions, you know. It's just like how it works. And the most fashionable people on TV today are not wearing a tie. They're buttoning it all the way up with the suit coat, no tie.
No tie.
Oh.
It just kind of it looks cooler too.
I never thought that would happen.
No. Yeah, you don't need to do that anymore. It's interesting. As far as the jerseys go, I can only rock like sports shirts. I can't rock a sports jersey. I just don't look like they look too big on me. It looks like I'm wearing like a nightgown or something.
I mean, like if you're at the game, it doesn't matter, you know, because everybody looks half ridiculous at the sporting events.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
But like, yeah, I could wear the T-shirt, the Bryce Harper T-shirt jersey. I'm not going to wear his actual button-down jersey. And what, do I tuck it in?
Yeah, that's the thing. What do? You can't tuck it in. Like, I wear like the T-shirt jerseys all the time. I have like three Howard ones. I have like some other weird ones.
You love Howard.
Like, I loved Howard. He was like my favorite Philly ever.
He was so exciting.
But the actual like jersey, like the cotton button jersey, they're just like awkward. At least on me, I'm not like jacked up. You'd have to be someone like Marty York that like wear something like that, where like it looks just like a T-shirt on him, and like he can do it.
Like I'm looking at Bob, and I bet you Bob will look awesome in that Dalton jersey because he'll fill it out. You know, like Bob's like a big dude. He's not fat. He's built like a guy who played linebacker in high school football and hasn't like gotten out of shape. You know, he's aged and gained some weight, but not like significant enough to where he's fat. He's just like a giant man.
Yeah,
he fills that jersey out.
Yeah, if you could do that, you can. Mm-hmm. Me, it just looks like somebody's walking around the hospital unsupervised in their hospital gown. You know, it's just like big on me. If you're gonna get some food and maybe donate to the show, you can feed us, but if you want to hang out and talk to us afterwards on social media, you can tweet us at the _ podcast. I love the new sound clips, by the way. I love Biscardi. He's like, fuck, you know, I don't even remember what show that was, but it's just hilarious.
That was when he was talking about Ed Harris flipping out on the set of something.
Fuck!
I swear.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of Biscardi clips that like I just haven't had the chance to play at the right time yet, so I kind of just crowbar them in just so people hear them and go, what's that? Where he names like mobsters, like their first nickname and last name. Joey the Snake Marciano.
Yeah, there's the Billy
Gorgeous Bastiano.
You know, Bulgariano or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Like, what is he talking about?
You know, Gorgeous Mickey Michiono.
Rebecca messaged me today because I said, hey, we talked about you in the show about the NeverEnding Story. And if you remember, listeners, in the clip, we were talking about NeverEnding Story. It was a recap from the time travel show. And I said, you know, we were talking about the show, and I was like, yeah, I didn't even like it. I watched it once with my neighbor Rebecca Scheinberg. And you were like, Jew. And I was like, yeah, she is a woman of the land. And you were like, yeah, the Star of David. And then today she answered all of the things we said in order of the show. She's like, I don't remember that watching that movie with you. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I didn't like that movie either. It wasn't good. Yes, I am indeed Jewish. And I'm just like, thank you for commenting on the sequence of events and the order they happen.
And you know what? There was a horse in the mud scene in that movie, too. And the horse goes all the way under.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, I don't remember it.
Yes, they are, like, crossing this thing, and the horse, like, rides him over, and then he jumps off and climbs out, and the horse can't get out, and he sinks. And that was like, I remember watching that probably the last time I ever watched it when I was really young, but it was almost like I was like 10, 11, thinking,
yeah,
this sucks, I don't like this movie, it's yucky, it's sad, and it's dumb, and I don't like this kid very much.
Yeah, it's sad. His name's Sebastian, which you can't get on board with a character like that.
No.
It's weird.
Sebastian.
It's like, it's not even weird in a fantasy way. Like it's not like Lord of the Rings or something like that. It's just like, it's not a familiar tale. It's just this bizarre European movie. I think I like the second one better with Jonathan Brandis from Ladybugs.
Yes,
like that one was like, that was made like in the 90s, and it was like kind of more Americanized and like in line with today. Like there's like cool scenes with giants and stuff in it. Like it's kind of visually cool, but the first one was so weird.
I know. I feel like if you're going to make a movie called The NeverEnding Story, it shouldn't be so dark. Like, my main memory of it is very, very dark, very, very gross, and then he rides the dog into the city and attacks the bullies.
Yeah, it's like, what is going on here?
The payoff wasn't enough.
I'm going to start making up things about the movie to turn people off. Like, oh, well, you know, that German film, the dog is symbolic of Hitler. and the land is the Third Reich. Him. It's a pro not, and they're like, oh, I didn't know that.
The horse was like, America's freedom.
The
sinking into the mud.
America's freedom.
So Rebecca Scheinberg. That is such a great Jewish name. She lived in your neighborhood, and you watched it when you were kids. Were you like dating? Did you like make out?
No, we never like made out or anything. We just kind of hung out.
Oh, yeah. Just like pals.
Just like pals. Like one of the few girls that I never crossed the stream with. Right. You know what I mean? You know how there's always that point where you're just, no matter, as a kid or as a teenager, you're like, yeah, we can be friends for a while, but at some time, whether it's in a week or in 5 years, we're going to be drinking together and something's going to happen. Like, unless you were related, I will try to hook up with you at some point in my life. You better just get out now.
Right.
You know, like she was one of the, I think there were two, Lindsay and Rebecca, two of my friends that to this day I'm still just always will be friends with. I'll never, obviously now I'm married. I'm not going to ever do anything, but I'm just.
And you didn't try anything. You never even like gave it a shot. Like, hey, maybe we should do this. See, I did that with the girl that was like for the majority of my life, just like my buddy. And then we tried it. You know who she is. And it just like, we tried it twice. Like we tried it freshman year of high school and then senior year of high school. And it, and then like even after that, like one night, and it just didn't, it was like kissing my sister.
Oh. Right. Or it ruins it. Cause then you're like, eh, I guess we can't go back to being friends again, but kind of don't want to mess around anymore.
Right.
Let's just pretend that never happened.
So she listens to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. She listens to the show. So, but yeah, nothing ever happened. It was just one of those.
Steinberg.
I saw Jurassic Park with her in the movie theater for the first time in the drive-in. She was like, "Yeah, it was like we watched a lot of these movies."
We saw drive-in too.
Oh, really?
The girl that I'm talking about, yeah, Kate.
Jurassic Park?
No, not Jurassic Park. Cop, Mad Cop, Copland. It was Stallone. A movie with Stallone with Cop.
Oh, yeah, Copland. Oh, yeah, he's like a fat guy in it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't make the move. I blew it. But not
tough
really.
Sometimes. I've made the move a lot and blown it where it's just like Biscardi's sister like a million times. And it's like, Matthew, I'm not doing that. I'm like, hey, I'm funny clock. It's me. I'm telling jokes. I have access to beer.
Wait a minute.
Isn't that cool? And like sometimes you just miss the mark.
I'm trying to think if I've ever went in and been like denied, and I don't think I ever have. And if I have, I like eventually got in. You know, like I did something funny and got her to come to the other 2%.
Right. There's always like, then it's like a challenge.
Yeah. Right. It's like a game of double dutch. You're like, okay. Yes. For the most part. I never make the first move. I'm too afraid. Too insecure.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. The Neverending Story is just a weird... It's like a weird film. It's just bizarre. It's creepy.
Back to the Neverending Story.
Yeah, I hate it.
I hate it too. I don't like it. I wish someone would redo it and really just change a lot. Like,
yes.
Keep the kid who's reading the book, make him the main character in like the fantasy world. Like he's in the book, not some other Euro trash.
Yeah, and each
just kidding, Europeans, I'm joking.
And each character, each film should be like a different chapter in the book. You know, like a different like story. Not even a chapter, like a different story or something, you know? Like I don't know. But
no.
I felt like that scene hurt the timing in Stranger Things Neverending Story. I thought the scene was awesome.
Wait a minute.
Do you know what scene I'm talking about? Where he's singing with...
When you finally find out that he wasn't like lying and that he does have a girlfriend.
Yeah, it was like an awesome scene, but I think they should have did that early on. Because think about when that happened. They're like trying to break into, you know, the room, Hopper and Joyce. And they're like, come on, give us the password. He's like, only after this 5-minute song.
Oh, yeah.
And if like they didn't do that, Hopper might still be alive or whatever. And,
oh my gosh.
I felt like that was a little selfish of her to be like, well, you got to sing to me. And then like he does it. And then they both sing. And like, I get it.
I think it's because she thought that like he was just playing one of his stupid like, you know, Magic the Gathering games or something. I don't think she like understood the importance of everything.
Well, then the last scene, like, instead of Hopper being in Russia at the opening, they should have been, you know, one of the demon dogs breaking into Susie's house and ripping her in half like a napkin. That would have been gratifying, you know, like that little girl is like, just and like her head comes off and they're like the never ending, the ending story. And then it stops, and then you would have kind of cried.
That
and I
would have been so good. In the middle of the song, her head just goes.
It just rips off.
Comes right off. Are we doing a Facebook Live thing, or did you?
Oh, let me try
that?
It. I forgot. Frankie and Angela's. Let me give it a shot.
Hotel Boca Vista Phase 3.
How was the first day back in the
Our army man the air.
First week back in the job since the AK.
The
in
ramparts.
New York.
It was bumpy. You know, everything's still so new. And I'm still, I'm like, it's like I'm doing the same job that I did before, but I'm doing this one standing on my head. It's like I'm on a different side of everything. So I almost have to do things in like reverse. So it's weird.
Oh, because it's not.
I'm like working with the people who used to be in my position. So I'm like, I have other duties.
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 It's not a fucking gymnasium.
I do. Tasmania. Yeah.
Fucking gymnasium. Psychopath.
We are broadcasting live from the Father Greg Center here at Shelfont. John, what was the Father Greg Center?
Yeah, I redecorated McCoy's room. Huh?
What
Father
was it?
Greg Center. Was the Father Greg Center where the nuns lived or where the priests lived? Which is weird, just saying out loud in a sentence.
The rectory is where the priests lived. The
rectory.
Nuns lived.
The rectory. Isn't that even weirder?
Yeah. The convent is where the nuns lived. But then there was like the old rectory in front of the school, that little white house called the Father Greg Center. And I was only in there once, and it was like an old house from the 50s or 60s.
The one that's like on the side of the road?
Yeah. I think it's knocked down now.
Oh,
but it was like
yeah.
in front of the school. When like you pulled into St. Jude parking
pre-K.
Lot.
Pre-K.
Oh, there was like
in
classes
there.
In there?
Yeah, my mom actually was like the assistant pre-K teacher with Kristen Mogg's older sister, Jeannie Mogg. Calhoun, Mrs. Calhoun was her name. So yeah, that was like a tiny little classroom for pre-kindergarten.
Mrs. Calhoun is still there.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Can't be true.
Oh.
Must be blasphemous.
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to do the Facebook Live right now. I'm going to feed it through Google Hangouts and then see if we can I can just do a screen share here. But, yeah, man, what else is going on? Did the Phillies win today? No, they were playing the Braves.
No, they got whipped 9-2.
Yeah, I was watching the game at work. They were losing.
And now...
Sports with John. I didn't get a chance to see the rest.
Well, the amazing thing is, in the first four innings, the Red Sox put a beating on the Yankees. I think the game's still going on. Hold on, let me just double check. Yeah, no, the game is over. 10-5, Boston wins. Mookie Betts went 3-for-3 in the first four innings, hitting 3 home runs.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
3-for-3 in the first four innings, over the first four innings, 3 home runs.
Wait a minute.
Like I said, Phillies lost 9-2. I don't know what the hell. The Braves just own them. It's really fishy. They are pulling away, man. Fudge sickles.
Dick like.
We could just do the standings real quick, because other than baseball, there's nothing going on. Like, ESPN is like, will Carson Wentz be the MVP this year? It's like, who the fuck knows? It's like a year away.
Yeah, I don't know about this stuff.
Yankees at the top in the East. Wow, with an 8.5 lead. 8.5 game lead over the Rays. Twins, 2 game lead over the Indians in the Central. And the Astros with a hefty 8 game lead over the A's in the West. Braves in the East. God, Philly Phillies. Phillies are in third, 6.5 behind the Braves.
Oh, shit.
It's poop water.
I think we're going to have to do the Facebook Live another night because I think we have to do it via Google Hangouts or something.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Good.
So.
So. Like I said, Cubs and Cardinals tied in the Central, only a 2-game lead over the Crew, and the Dodgers in the West, 15 games over the Giants. The Dodgers are 68-37. They have the best record in baseball.
That's insane.
It would suck if they won it all this year and Utley retired.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I would like him to be 2-time champion.
Because
I know he's not going to make the Hall of Fame because his batting average isn't like 300, but he should.
Oh, yeah. Howard retired this year, too, officially, even though he's kind of hasn't played in years. He gave his the official retirement speech in Citizens Bank about a month ago.
I wonder if...
Oh, hold on one second, John, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'll just go over some scores. Actually, no. The homepage of ESPN right now is 2019 Major League Soccer, and it appears to be the YouTube TVs against the American Insurance, Farmers Insurance. Atlanta against LAFC. What the hell is LAFC? Los Angeles, Fulton County. It's not a real place. Zeke Elliott's still a no-show. Cowboys continued negotiations. I hope they somehow blow that and they lose him, because he is a beast, and sometimes in games he can just not be stopped, and that's not good for the Eagles. Westbrook ready to sacrifice Rockets title. Wow, Westbrook and James Harden are on the same team again. They started on the full moons, Oklahoma City full moons, the Tarzana full moons.
Sorry about that. My apologies. It was my neighbor. She brought over like a piece of cake. She made a cake and she just like knocked on the door. She's like, here's a big, it was like, size of my head. I thought it was an emergency. I was like, Clark. And I'm like, what's going on? Is everybody okay? Here's a nice piece of cake I made. I'm like, I feel like Kramer, like I'm baking a pie.
What kind?
Huckleberry. I don't know, white cake or something with strawberries.
Oh,
white
cake. It's not huckleberry.
Trump cake.
Yellow cake.
It's all white.
Orange
anyway,
cake.
Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry, man.
No problem. I was talking about Major League Soccer. I don't even know. It looks like...
Oh, Real Madrid.
It looks like... No, like the Major League Soccer, like American soccer. It is the... I can't even tell you the names of the teams. I don't, like, understand it. It just looks like the YouTube TVs against American Farmers Insurance.
that's how it is. That's the biggest logo. That's how they do. It's like, Peugeot Automobilia. It's like Peugeot Automobilia versus, Quentin Airlines. And you're like, oh, I guess I like the blue team.
It's weird because there is no standings. Oh no, that's just regular soccer. Major League Soccer. You want to know like what the names of the teams are?
Our army man.
All I want to know is the question that the world
the
is
ramparts.
Fighting in their is jolting in their pipe and smoking its night. Is what time did Baby Hannah finally get to bed last night? According to the Boynton Post and the Pompano Gazette, bedtime was
Pompano
well
Observer. 11.
Is that the real name?
No.
I was going to say, wow. So was last night an ordeal with bedtime?
Yeah, because it was weird. She did this thing that she's never done before where, like, for 10 minutes she wanted Heather, then 10 minutes she wanted me, then 10 minutes she wanted Heather, 10 minutes she wanted me. So I was like, is she going to fucking do that again tonight? But what time is it? It's 11 o'clock. She's like, she's good now. Yeah, she should be done for the rest of the night. Penis is crossed. Testicles crossed. Inside the sack. Ouch.
Testicles crossed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just curious because I remember you mentioned there was an issue with bedtime, and I was like, oh, I didn't know what time little kids go to bed.
Yeah, usually like between 7 and 7:30, she starts like almost asking for her bottle, or she'll like just kind of start laying down on the floor.
Who, Haya or Hannah?
Hannah.
Because if Debbie Flynn Hay is like, yo, I need that fucking Rumpelmans that your uncle sent. Like, she needed a bottle of booze, and you're like,
or like a bottle
wine,
of pills.
Like, hey, where's that Barefoot at? Can I get it? You're like, I don't know. I got to find it. And she just lays on the floor and is like, I fucking want it now.
Where's
and you're
that
like,
Rattler?
Right.
Where's that Rattler?
Where's that Rattler? Ooh, a snake just hissed behind me. It just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Spellbinding?
Really? Yeah, one of the snakes just went.
Why? They pissed?
No, it's just warm out. I got to spray them down. Thralling?
Atlanta United FC Football Club. Okay. Los Angeles Football Club, LAFC. All right, that's who the soccer teams are.
Yeah, the Galaxy.
The YouTubes against the We Are Farmers. The Philadelphia Union. Okay, here are the standings. Philadelphia Union, the Atlanta United Football Club, the New York City Football Club, DC United, New York Red Bulls, the Montreal Impact, the New England Revolution. Ha. Toronto FC, Orlando City, Chicago Fire, Columbus Crew, and Cincinnati. Oh my god, there's so many teams. LA Galaxy, the Sounders, the Minnesota United, San Jose Earthquakes.
Seattle Sounders.
The San Jose John Tentas, the Real Salt Lake.
Wait a minute.
Dynamo. Sporting Kansas City, Colorado Rapids, Vancouver White Penis Tips.
And the El Paso Border Jumpers.
Oh my gosh.
The Portland Tree Huggers. Portland Timbers.
The Timbers.
San Jose Earthquakes. Jeez.
The Tokyo Goldfish Tenders.
Pretty soon people are going to be like, yo, my father, you know, perished in an earthquake. That name is offensive.
The it's already World happened. Wrestling.
It's like the Redskins.
There, you know, Stranger Things is already going to, Netflix is toning down smoking. And their videos, or their movies from now on, because somebody, some group, some not one of these bullshit nonprofits like the American Society for Anti-Smoking. I'm not saying nonprofit or bullshit. I'm saying there's just so many of these like
I know
people for ethical treatment of smoke came out and was like, you know, you're glorifying smoking with Stranger Things because Hopper smokes,
bogus,
and it's sending a horrible message to kids and all this. And Netflix is like, we agree. He was a train wreck.
Yeah.
He bogus. Lost his daughter. He was drinking and smoking. And they're like, right. So it's Netflix is like, you know, we're going to tone it down. We'll tone it down. And I'm like, oh, stop pandering. Because that just opens the door for anybody being like, I'm offended.
Right.
And it's like, bogus. Well, we won't show people anymore.
We'll just
show robots.
And then we'll get to silent films, and they'll be like, well, that's suggestive.
That's suggestive.
The movement of his hand was suggestive.
It was suggestive.
Me. I was punched once.
Whoa!
Slapped once.
Slapped. My Jen's little nieces and nephews were over the other night, and I was playing Punch Out with her little my little nephew, and I was beating up Piston Honda, and I knocked him down. And this kid, he's like 11 or 12. He goes, "Oh, you really knocked him out. I guess two bombs weren't enough."
Oh my gosh!
He's Japanese, meaning like Hiroshima, and it took me a second to get the reference.
Yeah, me too. I was like,
and I
what?
Looked at him, and I was like, "Wait a minute, okay, you're gonna be okay, kid. Maybe not say that out loud in a classroom, but
you're gonna know your audience." But that was
he's autistic, so he gets a pass.
Ooh.
But I was like, "Oh, but that's good, man. That's a good reference.
I enjoy
but
it.
But don't you shouldn't say that out loud."
There was a post the other day on the Eagles Facebook page. I hate referencing Facebook as news, but that's what it was. And it was DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, and our other receiver, number 13. I think his name's Henry. I'm drawing a blank for some reason. It feels like the Eagles haven't played in forever.
Yeah.
And like all their like totals, you know, like yards, touchdowns, receivers. I mean, dude, the Eagles are really primed and dicked. Malcolm Jenkins is going to play through the negotiating of his contract. That's like how confident he is. That's crazy. What if he like sucks? He's
not gonna pretty amazing.
Pie.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Pretty amazing.
We're looking good. We're looking great. I really I'm going to say it here officially. Not only as a podcast host, not only as a Nerd 35 host, not only as a Sports with John host, the Browns are not making it past, if they even get to the playoffs, they're not making it past the wild card. Signed, sealed, delivered, punched in the dick.
Agreed. The Browns do that every couple of years. Not every couple. Every once in a while, they get like this great team on paper, where you're like, "Nah, they'll be good." Remember they like had Ocho Cinco and Randy Moss, and they're like, they get all these guys, and they're like, "No, we're gonna be good," and then they just shit the bed, and they got
thralling
Odell Beckham and the quarterback, what's his name?
Baker.
Yeah, they have all these
candlestick maker.
Dick Blaker. But the Browns can't pull it off. Butcher. They're so due. Are they? They're like one of the only teams that have never been to the Super Bowl, right? Isn't there only like four or five left?
I don't know. It's more. A good question, but I should know because I'm Sports with John and I have all the facts, motherfucker.
Facts, facts. Sports with John, John.
And now.
Sports with John. Did you see the video of Giovanni Hamilton and Carson Wentz, "You're my hero" moment? It's one of those ice balls in the lump of the throat, Adam's apple enlargement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the Carson Wentz. It's I believe it's a kid in a wheelchair who he's got some disability, but Wentz like signed the jersey for him. They talked to each other, and I'm not sure if Wentz said it or if Giovanni did, but one of them said, "You're my hero."
That gets you going. That moves you. That touches you.
Did you ask me teams that haven't been to the Super Bowl or haven't won?
I haven't been to a Super Bowl. Because haven't won, I'm sure, is a lot. But, like, haven't been. There has to only be, like, I'm going to guess five haven't been.
Cleveland Browns. There's one. Detroit Lions. Dust.
Really?
Houston Texans. I mean, they're so new.
Yeah.
And the Jacksonville Jags.
Wow.
But if you think that's depressing, try being a Minnesota Vikings or Buffalo Bills fan. Because they've been to like a lot and never won.
Especially the Bills in the early 90s where they were going every year. They just couldn't hack it.
It just shows how good that Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, Dallas Cowboys team was that they beat them twice. A team that good, a team to get to the Super Bowl four times in a row, they beat them twice, and they whipped their ass. It wasn't even close.
It was like 56-10 kind of scores.
It was embarrassmente.
It was embarrassitimo. It was embarrassmente. I've been talking a lot of...
What's going on here? What?
I've been speaking a lot of Spanish lately to people also speak Spanish, like trying to. And it's weird because, you know, when like somebody that doesn't really speak English that well tries to, and you kind of try to pick out the words they're saying and like talk to them, if they're like something, you know, because the bathroom and this, and you're like, "Do you need the bathroom? Like the bathroom is this way."
I always get thrown off when they're trying to say a word that starts with a J, but they don't pronounce J's. So the word is like totally different. And you're like, what? You get stuck on one word.
Yeah, the Hacksonville Hagwires. And you're like, what? I don't understand. What are you
juvenile,
looking for?
Juvenile.
What's going on?
But junior.
I noticed like now junior? That I'm trying to do that more, my Spanish is, it's not awful, but it's not good that they're trying to pick up words I'm saying and like work with me.
Yeah, you're pretty
like
good.
So it's like the opposite end of the spectrum, and like I appreciate it because I'm like, oh, thanks. Like you're trying to like work with me. You know, there's no reason I should be speaking this right now, but
do most we're people doing say, it. I speak English. What do you want? And you're like, no. Stay Spanish.
That's what I should do. I should start going to different states, like in the South. Like, you know where all these videos come out where it's like, it's always just some redneck woman that's like, "Go back to your country if you don't speak English." And the guy's like, "I was born here. My parents are from Puerto Rico. I'm English." Like, it's always the manager. There's like videos once a week I see on the news of these like hicks that are like, I should start doing that. But as the guy that's speaking another language. So when some hicks like, "You know, you need to speak English," I'll be like, "Actually, madam, I do. Let's talk grammar. How's yours?" And just like turn the table on them. So they're like,
"Dude,
you, what?"
The most ironic thing ever is speak English. It's like, go back to England. Like, that isn't our language anyway, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, go back to England. Speak English.
Why? That's what the people across the pond speak, you know. That's not our, that's not American.
Speak American.
Our language isn't American. That's the best part.
Don't you want to apologize to people that get receiving end of people like that, where you want to take them out to dinner and be like, hey, listen, not everybody's a racist asshole like that person. Please do not group like Americans.
When the former Korean War soldier was given the Hindi behind the counter a hard time, I had to say something. I was like, shut the fuck up and stop being such an asshole to this guy. What do you need help with? You went and fought a war, but you can't pump your gas. Pathetic.
Yeah.
You're no hero. Yeah, like,
the Vietnam War vets are like, I fought this country. It's like, yeah, but you lost the war.
Yeah, and you had no choice. Yeah, stop you were acting drafted. Like you're Captain America. You were forced to go over there.
Yeah, you didn't even finish the job.
You were probably the one who did nothing, and that's how you stayed alive.
Yeah, you probably just smoked weed and dated little Cambodian boys, you pervert.
Got the clap.
Yeah, you got crabs. They call you the mayor of Maryland. Joke us at the_podcastle. Toke us at Johnny's Weed Emporium down there on King's Highway, Boynton Beach.
Now, we're veering way off here, but...
It's a shit show.
Who will, at your prediction, since this is what everyone's doing, who will be in the Super Bowl this year?
The Super Bowl this year is going to be the New England Patriots.
Gross. How bad. That means that this sport is terrible.
Yeah.
If a team keeps going to the championship the same. I mean, basketball, it's completely changed now. The Patriots have been doing it for far too long.
It's going to be the Patriots, and it's going to be a repeat of the Los Angeles Rams, is my prediction.
Oh, no way. Remember how shitty they were? You think they're going to, turn it around?
I think they've been beefing up their gridiron skills. And
I've been talking to Jakaer too much. Does he go on and on about the Rams?
No, I wish he did,
like we
though.
Do about the Eagles.
No.
You know, every, homer, pretends their team is better than they really are.
Right, yeah. Oh, the Rams. It's like, oh, did you like them when they moved from L.A. to St. Louis, then back to L.A., then to Anaheim, and then back up to L.A.? Why don't they stay put? Must not have a loyal fan base to keep those seats filled. No. I wish he did talk about the Rams. He just talks about Trump all the time.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Fuck! Dick-like.
This is a weird...
But yeah, how about your prediction? Who do you think's going to... Go Eagles and the Patriots.
Hold on, let me get back to the teams here.
I love the we are veering way off course here because we did just went from Never Ending Story to racism in the South to the Eagles to cake in 2 minutes. It's amazing.
I know, but now I feel like I wanted to say something, then I remembered we were on Sports with John. And now I forget what I wanted to say. Fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no clue, man. I think the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to challenge the Patriots this year. And I mean, if Mahomes stays healthy. I have a weird sophomore slump feeling about him and Andy Reid just missing it yet again.
Oh. Do you think so?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I think on paper and everything, they're like the best team on paper with the weapons that they have.
Dude.
So I don't know why they couldn't. I think it's more of like the Reed thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like something will happen there with Reed and Mahomes and like the sophomore jinx kind of thing.
Right, yeah. I hope not. And I hope he doesn't get some – because he's going to get an injury. It's just like going to happen. Like, I'll bet money on it. Whether it's like – out the whole season or out a couple of weeks, and then who knows? You know, it's the same thing with Wentz. Like, who knows who he's going to be?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm thinking the Chiefs and the Saints.
Ooh.
I think Drew Brees gets back and wins and goes out on top.
He's due. He's definitely due, and he's hungry for it.
Definitely
he's at that weird point every year could be his last, and he's
and
like,
he should have three champions. He should have been in the last two Super Bowls, not us, not the Rams. Should have been.
I 100%. I think he should have been in the last year's Super Bowl. It should have been the Saints.
And that.
Oh.
right in the flutophone. Oh, I'm not playing it now, but even if I wanted to, I couldn't because it's filled with cum.
Sports of John, John.
Sports of John, John.
You mentioned you keep up with the fashion trends, Jonathan. You look at...
Oh, my gosh.
Not, like, on purpose, but I notice them, like, early.
You're not like, hey, did my new Red Book come in today? Let's just dish on what Kim K's wearing. Ooh, the new Versace spring line's out. Totes getting one of those. Let's do a hand on the hip pose and head down to the Boca Mall.
Like, I did notice the other day I had to go pick up contacts for Heather at the eye
I'm
store.
I'm
going
to say condoms for a second. I was like, who uses those anymore? Spellbinding.
I had to go pick up her contact lenses. She has an eye appointment tomorrow, so these were like free samples. So yep, I went and got it from the eye store, and the girl that worked there was probably like 10 years younger than me, you know, so like 28, maybe around 30. And I'm like, hi, I'm here for contacts for my wife. Her name is Heather Hassinger. And she's like, oh yeah, I'll be right back. She walks from out from behind the counter and down like the hallway. And she's wearing, it looks like it's her dad's like business shirt that she would wear to bed, but it's like stylish, like a dress. Does that make sense?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, almost like Risky Business, like Tom Cruise, but it's long, but it looks like an old, like a man's shirt, kind of with the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, I've seen those.
It was
kind of
cool. It was like silk.
Yeah, but they look kind of like a shirt, but then you're like, no, it's
like
not.
Long
it's
enough like... to be a dress. But like at first I was like, oh my gosh, is she just like wearing no pants? Oh.
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
Yeah, see, I noticed that.
You keep up with the trends. And I just have a question. I saw some photos from the paparazzi that they posted of Sea Isle City last week.
Oh my God, what an avalanche of pictures of my family that Facebook had to deal with.
I loved it. I liked every one of Jeff's posts. And there's one he has a Chicago Cubs hat on. And I want to know, was that your cap or did he like own that? Because I can never picture him wearing another team's hat but the Phillies, but I guess he does.
Yeah. See, I've been wearing every team hat like forever.
Yeah.
He reconnected with a friend, like family friend from when I was really young.
Okay.
And the guy wears every team. He's got a whole bunch of... He's like me. He has every team. Not every team, but he has a lot of different teams. So, my dad.
For the hats?
Oh,
I got you. Okay. Yeah. The Cubs hat's always a good look. You can always rock that. It's like, it's an awesome.
Logo. I like the Cubs hat, but like, I don't know.
It's bold.
I need, I don't know.
It's not for me. I saw.
Yeah, that's like my throwaway hat. Like I have the turquoise one here on the wall, and that one was like a perfect beach hat because I didn't feel like putting suntan lotion in my hair every day.
That was my question.
Oh my gosh.
Do you ever take the hats off the wall and wear them, or are those like you wear throwaway
hats? It's rare.
Hats now?
It's pretty rare. I mean, but I do like the Phillies hat I brought down to the shore.
Thralling.
It's like full of salt water from Sea Isle City, New Jersey.
It smells like a bitch.
It smells like a seagull's dick.
Well, that's good you keep up with. That's good you keep up with the trends, though. I try to.
I'll try to. It's our innate ability to just notice what's different.
Yeah. I'll try to like observe and like try to match it a little bit. I don't want to. I never come off as desperate. Like,
no,
I don't want to
dive right in.
I'm not wearing skinny jeans and like bright orange sneakers.
I'm not ready to not wear a tie yet. I'm not that bold yet.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, but I still don't want to be like, hey, here's my old man flip flops and baggy shorts from the 90s. Like, I'm not doing that. So I try to be like neutral to where it could go either way.
Right.
I just want to dress like I have a lot of money, even though I don't.
Right.
Like I can like dress a little trashy, but like nice stuff. So it's like, oh, these are Armani. I don't give a fuck. It's like, no, my dad gave me these. They're a lot of money, but like, whatever. You know what I mean?
I have like five pairs of like really expensive, like running shorts, but like they're all gifts. They've all been gifts over like the past couple of years, but I wear them as if like, I just ran around, I went for a run today. Now I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, like, yeah.
$70 here. Shorts.
I do stuff like that. I have this jacket from Barney's New York. It's like a $1,500 jacket, like a sports coat that my dad gave me. It was his. And I remember my boss saw it. She's like, this is really nice. And I was like, yeah, Barney's New York. She's like, wow, few people can afford that. I was like, well, I guess you know where old Clarko stands in the big scheme of things. And I'm like, no, please, I really need money, though. I need a raise. I'm barely surviving.
You're like, I mean, no. A homeless man gave this to me because he said I look cold.
I look cold. Sir, it's 90 degrees outside.
Spider-Man crosses $1 billion at the box office, which I am shocked. I mean, I'm not shocked. I knew it would do really well, but I thought $500 million is awesome. But I told you, in Avengers Endgame, when Spider-Man shows up, both crowds stood up and cheered. He's so popular, it's crazy.
People love Spider-Man. Yeah. Are you going to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood this weekend?
No, but I did hear that it's a little... I heard one con and a bunch of pros. I'll give you one of each. It's not a spoiler. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's a little long.
Okay.
But the final 10 minutes are like as good as anything that's been in theaters this year, with the exception to... The Avengers. He was like, if The Avengers, the end, the last 10 minutes of that movie is the best, then this one, the last 10 minutes, is second best.
Oh, really?
Like, by far, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what that even means, but...
No, it should be good. I heard the same thing about the ending. Like, the ending takes you for a huge surprise. Like, they just throw something at you that you're like, what?
And this guy, he's this YouTuber... He's this wannabe podcastle guy, John Cam Pia. I forget his name. I don't know how to say it.
I know who you're talking about.
I think he's Canadian. Yeah, all of a sudden he's flooded my YouTube.
Yeah.
He's fine. I like his co-hosts. They're like weird, but kind of funny. He said, how are we talking about?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like the ending.
He said DiCaprio is like amazing. He's like, Brad Pitt has never been this good. Like, he's as good as he was in Fight Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
He says there's like, you know how in Tarantino movies there's just moments, you know, like the samurai fight in Kill Bill out in the snow at night. Like, there's just Samuel Jackson. Does he look like a bitch? There's all these moments. Bruce Willis with the sword. You know, there's just.
Yeah.
He says this movie is full of those.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I read something on that today where I'm going to see the movie. I'm probably not going to see it this weekend just because opening weekends in L.A. are like obnoxious. It's just too many people and like it's all like film people that are like criticizing it and laughing when it's not funny. And like it's just weird. You know, it's like a weird element. You don't really snobs. I don't really enjoy it. So I'll probably go during the week sometime with Jen, but I really want to see it because it's the first time Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio on screen together, and they're both like awesome actors. So you know it's going
like
to be good.
The best of our generation. I mean, not Brad Pitt. I don't know if he's like the best, but DiCaprio.
Right, DiCaprio definitely. And I read like kind of what you said to the effect of those little things is it's filled with all these like nuggets that Tarantino like does in his movies like the whole time. He just crowbars like all these double meanings and pop culture references, and there's like a million celebrity cameos of like celebrities from the 60s in there. Like all these famous people in the 60s he like throws in there, like rock stars, and like it's just a whole like
Liza
Minnelli?
No.
So it should be good.
I'm excited for it,
but definitely not opening weekend. It's too much.
Making another Jurassic World, starring Star-Lord.
Oh, really?
Peter Quill. Yeah, yeah. And I think like the dinosaurs are here now.
They're on like mainland.
They're on the mainland. Yeah.
All right.
Population. They're like going for it. They're like, yep. Let's just make the whole movie this crazy madness.
Yeah, let's just do it. They should do another one.
It's like Godzilla.
They should do another one to redeem itself from the last one.
The last one felt like you sat there for like an hour and 20 minutes, and then the movie started, and then it ended.
Yeah, and it felt like Clue with dinosaurs. You're like, why are there dinosaurs in this mansion?
Yeah, with like, candlesticks.
Why is this happening? Like, what is going on here? Is Mr. Mustard or whatever the fuck his name
Colonel Mustard.
Mr. Mustard.
It's the only one I remember.
Mean Mr. Mustard.
I don't remember any other names but Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick. I'm like, yeah, wow, he must have an arm.
Colonel Mustard, Halsey in the Father Greg Center with the knife. I mean, like, come on. What's going on? What an arm with a candlestick.
Yeah. Like,
what an arm
like
on that
candle
gentleman.
Holder.
Oh, candle holder. Right.
The arm. The actual like wax. He wax like a candle. You know, like a stick.
That's what I was thinking.
Of wax. You hit someone so hard you kill them. That's power. Oh, dude. Before I forget, that's what I wanted to interrupt.
Oh yes.
Yeah, Sports John with. The new show on Amazon Prime. I'm sure you've seen the advertisements for it. It's been everywhere. The Boys.
The Boys?
Yes.
What
yes,
is that?
The Boys. I don't really even
it's
know.
It's on Amazon?
Yeah.
Who's in it? I'm sure I've seen it. I
don't know the guy's name. Like, no one huge, I don't think. But, dude, it's like... It would be if, like, you and I made a superhero show. It's
oh,
kind of,
really?
Like, silly. Or not, like, silly, but, like, it's crazy. In the first 5 minutes, after this speedster who, like, loses control of his running power, like, he's, like, Flash. He can't, like, control it. He's just running all around. This guy and girl are talking. Next thing you know, everything slows down, slow motion. They show the guy's face. Blood like splatters on his face.
Oh, shit.
And the girl is just like a splattering blob of blood and broken bones and like because this speedster like ran through her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh
I gotta
gosh.
See that, man. That's awesome. That sounds great.
Oh my gosh.
That makes
oh
sense.
Gosh. Yeah, yeah.
Like
no,
this,
I don't think I've seen it. I'll check it
the
out.
Boys, yo, it's pretty funny, dude. It's like a comedy superhero thing because that's what you know everybody's doing superhero or something now.
Right.
Comedy.
Yeah, that's cool. I want to check it out. Smoke weed every day. Blaze up. The Boys. Yeah, man, I'm due for a new show to watch. I kind of stalled out. I don't have anything going on right now. I finished Chernobyl.
Yeah, right. Me too.
I'm not going to watch Handmaid's Tale anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
Kind of fell off of that.
I fell off that in season one, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I get it. Revolution.
I like season one, but it's like, I don't know. I get it. It's fine.
Man.
But yeah, we'll check it out. What do you guys have on the docket for this weekend? Anything juicy and spicy?
We finally have no plans.
Well, nice.
Well, Heather has like a, which I love, a potluck. Saturday night, tomorrow night, she's got a potluck dinner with like all her girlfriends and yentas, and you know, they cluck away for a couple hours and share food. And Heather usually comes home with a bunch of good shit.
Do you like potlucks?
Yeah. Oh my god.
They're easy.
Yeah, they're the best. You just like take as many plates as you want of whatever you like and get the fuck out of there, or you stay and drink and. Eat it.
Yeah, and when you only have to bring one item, it's not like you're coordinating this whole thing.
The best ones are the Christmas cookie ones. Sometimes
ooh.
I've eaten so many I've like passed out, like sitting down at the table, like sugar blast.
Oh, I love the Christmas cookies with a little hot cocoa or something or some milk. You're like, oh, it's so good.
Gallons
you just
want to
get
milk.
Hungry again so you can eat more. You're like, I'm just gonna go walk for an hour, and then like make some room, and like I'm coming back in. The ones with the green sprinkles on it, you only see them during Christmas time. You know what I mean? Like, you don't see the red and green, like, little dots. They're, like, never anything else the entire year, but at Christmas, they, like, come alive. And you're like, these are great.
When
I
want to
make
a
bats
the,
of these, dip my balls in.
The Hershey Kiss Bell commercial, that's when you know. But you were mentioning that on the last show. You're like, yo, Christmas is like, or maybe it was Bob. You were like, Christmas is, like, right around the corner. Like, some, you know, July 4th is over. Here we go now. This is like the downswing of the year.
Yeah.
I was like, well, Halloween.
Halloween.
Lest we forget. Ooh. And Shark Week starts.
Yes, by the way, Shark Week, Corey Ridings, she emailed me. I emailed her last week saying, you want to come on the show like this Tuesday, meaning the two Tuesdays ago. And she's like, yeah, but I have a hard stop at 6:30. I was like, first of all, please don't ever say hard stop again. That's on the band list. Like please, just say you can't do it. But like, I hate the hard stop.
I know.
I have a hard stop. Just say you have to go at that point.
I have to be off at 6.
Unless you're a president with one hand on one key and the general on the other pushing a nuke, nothing is a hard stop. You can wait a second. But anyway, I was like, well, let's do another day, so I can give like John and Mike more of a heads up and we can plan it. And then I forgot about it. I didn't check my, because it was like one of my Kingman email, which I don't really check, so I don't really get a lot of email there.
Right.
And then I checked it today and she's like, I can do Friday anytime. Friday night, I'll come on and talk about anything you want. And I was like, if you're just seeing this now, I'm sorry, but if it's not too late, we'd love to have you on tonight. If not, I'm apologizing. Let's plan a show this week. And then I checked like an hour ago and she didn't respond yet because she's probably like enjoying her Friday night. But I was like, ADHD.
What about tomorrow?
Again.
Of course.
I'll email her and contact her. But I made a joke in there. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry to be such a chromies. But she didn't recognize the joke. And I was like, maybe it's because you work there. That's in your vernacular. It's like maybe chromies is like a common term there. So I was like, I feel like I should get some kind of recognition for using that term.
And she didn't say anything. She was just like,
it wasn't acknowledged. I mentioned I got the Ocean Conservancy calendar.
Hagfish.
And I took a picture and she's like, oh, I didn't get mine yet. It looks really cool. And I was like, yeah, but I just used the word chromies. Yeah. You should talk about that because now I look weird.
Well, see, you distracted it by adding a picture.
Ah, that's what it was.
You know, you took attention away from the poke of the chromies.
The chromies. We gotta get her back on though. She's great.
Yeah, she was cool.
But is Shark Week's happening now, right?
Well, I think it starts either tonight or Sunday. I think it always kicks off on a Sunday. Sunday.
Because Monday at 5:30.
Oh no! Wait, no. Maybe it's Friday. No.
I think it's Sunday.
Yeah. And then it ends like Saturday or Sunday. I forget. I'm pumped.
You're right. And this Monday at 5:30 p.m., 8:30 Eastern time, we have Bruce Hale, the author of the children's book, Clark the Shark, will be on the show. So we can do that.
Nice.
And he's dealing with a rat problem at his pad in Santa Barbara. He was ripping out the deck. And he was telling me this in an email, and you know, he's talking about ripping off. We've gotten very personal in the emails about like everyday life. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I like sharks. And he's like, I'm ripping out the deck today, and I was like, oh, are you putting a shark tang in there? Ha ha. And he's like, I wish. No, we got to figure out how these little rats are getting in the house. And I was like, well, why don't you just? And I made this really deep joke. I was like, why don't you? Just start redoing some of the bird's nests and the Starbucks and gentrifying the neighborhood. That'll push them out to a poorer place. And he's like, if only they were that easy. And I was like, ha! So it got all really weird and funny, but I signed all my emails to him, Clark the Shark, because that's like my nickname, but then he's the author. So it blows my mind every time because it's like Snoop Dogg, and this is on a much bigger scale. It's like Snoop Dogg talking to Snoopy.
Oh.
You know, you got this like off-colored guy that calls his name by, and then you got the cartoonist.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the same thing as Snoop Dogg hanging out with Charles M. Schultz. It's the same thing.
Yes, exactly. The man who created the fictional character whose name bestowed upon thee.
By a guy, and being spoken to by a guy myself who can't even run his own life.
It's like what Buscemi says in Con Air.
The fine irony.
Yeah. Group of idiots dancing on a plane made to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash. What's wrong with him? My guess would be a lot. But it should be good, though. It should be a good Shark Week. We got the author of...
Yeah.
I don't know if I forwarded that to you, but the author of Clark the Shark will be on the show. Corey Ridings from the Ocean Conservancy will pop in. And Marty York's been itching to come on, too. So we can crowbar
for Shark Week?
Sure. Just in the near future. I didn't mention Shark Week, but we should have him on soon. He's
we gotta find out about the damn Sandlot. What the hell is going on?
I know.
That news broke and then dick.
I'm getting worried. I feel like at this time Disney Plus is coming out. I'm only speculating.
Everybody's
Disney Plus
on pause.
October, I mean, they should at least be like, have film dates set up. You know what I mean?
The entertainment industry is just like, oh, nobody move. Nobody do anything. Nobody to see what happens. See what the, happens. See
and then that insult to injury.
Foot of the mouse stomp down on our throats.
Stomp down on our throats.
See if he gives us air.
What if they were like, we decided not to move forward with The Sandlot, but Rookie of the Decade, the sequel to Rookie of the Year, is coming out. Like, no, nobody wants to see that.
It's not a real award.
It's not a real award.
Rookie of the Decade.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Decade.
You want to put tonight in the WCOM, Grace?
Yeah, let's dick. I want to go watch at least an episode of this, The Boys.
The Boys.
It's such a dumb title. I hate that. The Boys. It doesn't, like, reveal anything about what the show is.
Did you, I meant to ask you, did you watch the Motley Crue biopic, The Dirt?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
did we talk about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did, like, a whole show about it. The Ozzy snorting the piss.
That's right.
Snorting the ants.
I was telling Jen about that the other night, and I thought, I was like, no, I think we talked about that in the show, but I don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked about who's the drummer? Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
He's too hot.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop looking at him.
Yeah, he's just such a good looking man. No, bass player, Nikki Sixx.
Yeah.
No. He's just too good. He's too pretty.
Oh, yeah. That's who it was. Yeah.
His hair's perfect.
Too hot. Oh my God. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Marvel announced
we just
had Comic Con, and Marvel announced their next phase four, the next 2 years of movies. It's 5 movies and 5 streaming shows, and they all blend together.
Oh my God.
The one that I'm really excited about is WandaVision. It's about the Scarlet Witch and Vision, and it leads it's gonna be like a horror show. And that'll lead into Doctor Strange, which will be the first Marvel horror movie. Yeah, dude. Cumberbatch as Strange is like the best.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Does Hey Ashley like the Marvel Universe too? Do you guys like watch them at home?
I mean, I have them on all the time, but like she's not like me.
She's not glued.
She's not like me. No, I mean, she like doesn't hate them.
But Hannah probably likes them, right? Like, as a kid, all that visual stuff thrown at you, it's probably, like, amazing.
Well, as the years have gone by and they've just been piling and piling and piling money, they have the best music now in all their movies because they just buy any song that they want, that they, you know, choose. That doesn't matter if it's the Stone. There's a Stone song in Avengers Endgame for, like, you know, 30 seconds. That costs a lot.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Hey, what was that?
Went forward in time to view alternate futures, to see all the possible outcomes of the coming conflict.
How many did you see?
14,605,000.
How many did we win?
One.
This pool of money.
Right.
And who's going to say no to that anyway?
And Hannah, like, loves all the music.
Oh, I could have a song that, you know, an audience of, you know, a billion people can hear again and download thousands of times. Like, you're telling me the sales don't go up after that? I mean, Neverending Story, the theme song, jumped up like...
Doesn't
I think it was something like 8,000% on YouTube, like the day that it streamed. And the guy came out of obscurity that sang it in 1984. Yeah, Lemille was like, I can't believe that people still like listen to this. And they're like, well, they don't. Stranger Things kind of resurrected it, like Bohemian Rhapsody did. Strange World 2. Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Do you remember the part? I was thinking about this. I was reading something on Mike Myers. Do you remember the part in Bohemian Rhapsody where, and you knew this was going to happen, Mike Myers' his character is talking about the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there had to be some kind of Wayne's World tie-in just because...
Of course.
So when he goes, he's looking around, he's like, people want a song that they can bang their heads to in cars. Bohemian Rhapsody is not that song.
Oh,
and you're like, oh,
God.
There it is.
I did not catch that at all.
Yeah.
Dope.
I, I just thought about that. But wasn't that, like, brilliant to crowbar that in there?
Dude, that movie was as good. I mean, it lived up to the hype, and I couldn't believe it because I had so many people telling me, oh, it's fucking great. It's so amazing. My parents and my dad especially is, like, a huge Queen fan now because of that movie. And I listened to Queen back in, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, Another One Bites the Dust. We will dick you.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Yeah, that song, that movie's so great.
Yeah, so I was like hesitant to like sit down and kind of like hear all the songs I already know and watch the typical Doors, Ray Charles, you know, biopic about a famous musician who's dead. You know, I've seen a lot.
Yeah, they're mostly are the same.
But Rami Malek is fucking awesome.
So good
as Freddie. When he like goes ultra gay and like cuts his hair short and like gets like the mustache and it's like full blown. He looks just like him.
Identical.
Like him.
And in the kid from Jurassic Park is the bass player, and like he nails it with the accent and everything.
Who from Jurassic Park?
Joseph something. The kid that's in the Pacific, and that the kid that plays Timmy in the first Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't sure
which one you meant.
And he's just like, he's the one that wrote the song Another One Bites the Dust, like the bass line. Like I felt all those characters nailed their part. The guy that played Brian May looks just like him. Everything, like, they did such a good job on that film. And if you ever seen Queen, it's the last thing I'll say before we go. If you ever watch Queen at Live Aid, which is to this day considered like in the top three best live rock concerts ever,
right?
They nailed that, like, shot for shot.
I know, it's like identical
with the Pepsis on there and the way Freddie Mercury hits the piano, like.
Yeah.
He watched that, obviously, Rami Malek, like a million times to perfect it. But even like the choreography, like it's shot for shot the same as the concert. Like they nailed that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
perfect.
They lived up to the hype like nothing else. And I heard Rocket Man is not as good, but it's still pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
And I knew this one person who's like, you know, a self-proclaimed Elton John super fan. And she's like, although it did have inaccuracies, I was like,
they all
according to you or according to Elton John?
Right.
Like, who are you? How do you know?
Yeah, Elton John was a producer on the film. Like, he did have a say in it. Yeah, yeah, did have like a say in it.
I'm sure he's just like, yeah, it's beautiful. I don't care.
He did have to like.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but. I haven't seen Rocket Man yet. I will, but the only thing that I'm not rushing out to see it for is it's more of a musical than a biopic. Like, it's not, because I'm always a little hesitant about biopics when they're still alive, because you're like, stuff can still happen. You don't know. What if he dies in a year? Like, I don't know. You kind of want to throw that in there, but
yeah.
I'm sure it's good.
Lion King. I'm not hearing anything. You know, I mean, I assume people are just nostalgia loving it on Facebook. You know what I mean?
I cried the moment I got there. I started singing.
Yeah, people are saying that. They cried when the opening came on. They cried. I guess Lion King, though, is still number one. I mean, that'll be cleaning up for a few weeks, but I don't know, man. Audiences are split, I think, with a lot of these Disney live action remakes, because they love the original cartoons, but the new ones is still newer technology in the sense that they're still like getting a feel for it. I don't know. That's what I read.
Wait, what? Say that again? Sorry.
I think audiences are split with a lot of the new live Disney action remakes because people love the original so much that they have such a comparison to that, like, well, it's not quite as different, or it's not the same, and it looked different. Like, I think people should just go in there with an open mind and be like, oh, it's a story. Like, stop comparing it to the original.
It's like, do you understand this is Disney right now? There are so many eyes on this thing, they almost can't miss. You know what
right.
I mean?
There's
like,
so many
this
back
thing is such
checks.
A collaboration. It's incredible that they even get it done. Just be happy with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you snobs. Like, it's so it's such a mission to put together these things. So just enjoy it.
It's impossible.
Don't pick it apart. I don't
That's
care.
Why it's such a mission that they're done so well. That's why pretty much every movie that comes out now, or most of them, are huge, you know, multi-million dollar blockbusters or live. It's not like art house films anymore or like rom-coms.
Right.
You just really don't see that much. You see some comedies here and there.
Right.
But really, they're done very cheaply because they're not making money. People just wait for DVD or Netflix or whatever. But the only thing that's really bringing people out to the movies is the experience of these like action, you know, blockbusters. So they're putting so much money in there that they're going to be done right. And if you don't like it, you know, it's your choice. But snobs is kind of what you
like, don't like.
I agree.
Like, I hate when people say it's a cash grab. It's like, that's the whole business.
Yeah, it's a cash.
It's just people making
just,
something so they can make money from it.
It's a cash grab. No, they just put
wait
up
a minute.
$20 million and 300 in advertising
eight
money
months
just
because
they want you to feel good about yourself. No, they want to make money.
Right.
Cash grabs are like things like Hangover 3. Like, that's a cash grab.
Yeah,
They never needed to make a sequel to the first one. But, like, the Disney remake, that's, you know, that's what the studio is doing. That's the direction it's went. That's the new norm now, too. Like, get used to that. It's not going to be animation films like it used to be. I mean, every once in a while there will be, but that's the new thing. They're going to remake every Disney film ever made animation film. As a live action. They're doing Sword in the Stone. They're going to do 101 Dalmatians again on Disney Plus is coming out in a few months. Lady and the Tramp is already filmed. Like, they're all going to be done. Alice in Wonderland, it's all happening. So you better get your dicks on board.
The Pixar ones.
I had the last
turkey. What if they do like a Toy Story live action? Live action Toy Story. That would be...
I need some vagina cleanser. I need nail polish remover. I need a nail scraper. And that little tool that you pull staples out on the corner of paper, a staple remover. Because there's all kinds of weird concubine orgasms that came out of three orifices, and it's hurting my face because you just blew my insides out. Because I don't know how that would look.
Oh my gosh.
I could just imagine what they do with green screen today. They can make the toys look.
Is that just soap?
Oh my gosh.
You know, like, it could be regular actors. No, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't think it's soap. I think that would be stinky.
Well, let's get a poll out on Twitter.
All right, yeah. How do you cleanse your vaginal inside? Oh, that's right. Mother Nature does it every month with hatchets.
Oh, we got to get Corrado on too. Speaking of vaginas, she was like, "Oh, I got to get back on the show soon. You and John, I miss you guys and all this." I was like, "Yeah, let's like do it." I don't know how often you talk to Corrado. I don't really talk to her, but once in a while, she'll just randomly send me a message saying, "I got to get back on the show. I miss you guys." And I'm like, "Yeah, we never like forget about you. I always assume you're like busy doing like nurse adult stuff." You know?
Right. I know. And she's like a mom.
Yeah. So I'm like, "Oh, I feel like we should ask her more." But real quick,
like, I'm a dad and I don't have enough time. She's a mom. They do
the
way
Disney
more.
Stuff, though, that's not going away. That's like the new norm now, is all these live remakes.
Right. I know.
And it's so funny when people are like, "Well, it's not like the original." It's like, it's not supposed to be. You know, if it was a carbon, it's going to be faithful to it. But if it's like a direct copy, what's the point of doing it?
I think people's problem with it not being the original is they're worried about a new generation knowing their movie as this other version of it, and they don't like that. Like, if they remade Jaws, eventually there'd be a generation that when you say Jaws, they think of this shitty one. And that's why it's like, you can't remake that movie. Like, no one can refer to Jaws as anything else but that one movie that Spielberg made. That's it.
I need to pull up my Amazon app, order some Elmer's non-toxic glue, safe for mouth ingestion. I'm going to need some duct tape, a new brand of it, because I might need two. I'm going to need packaging tape. I'm going to need airport security check line tape to show that I was evaluated. And I'm going to need some yellow tape from the police department to cordon off the area, because I need to resume all the brain matter that you just blew right out of my cranium, because that was brilliant.
Oh my gosh. You're so right, though.
I don't remember what I said.
They don't want people to take their baby away from them, this new generation. Like, oh, the Lion King is not good. Well, no, you didn't see the original. That's the Lion King. It's like, no, isn't that a testament to something that's good?
I noticed it with Heather. Like, when I say the Grinch, she thinks the Jim Carrey movie. I think the cartoon from, like, back in the day, the cartoon version of the Grinch. She thinks of the Jim Carrey version. I was like, oh, weird. And then there was another one. When I say Brody, I think of Chief Brody. She thinks of the fucking Jenner. I was like, oh, another remake. Another remake another that's remake. Like splits generations. Yeah. There's another one. I'm drawing a blank. Like Transformers, maybe. Not really.
That's funny about the Grinch thing, though. But yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. So insane. But there's other examples. I just can't think of any right now. But that's what it is. That's why people don't like remakes. I'm like, it's fucking art. Shut up. Or don't watch it. Watch it or just keep your mouth shut.
I agree.
Here to enjoy.
I like the Jim Carrey Grinch one, too.
Me, too. He was great.
He was, like, perfect in it. He was so animated. It holds up.
He was so funny, actually.
Oh, yeah. The Grinch. Tweet us at @_podcast from the gentleman in charge.
Hiya.
Of remaking every Disney film and ordering to ensure its breadth, width, and longevity, Jonathan Assinger. To the man in charge of watching The Boys later on, and I ain't talking about the new Prime series, Matthew Clark. What? Thank you so much for listening to the podcastles, Nerd 35, and good night, everybody.
See ya.
Godspeed. We on fire. Step up in the party, huh? We on fire. Right up to the party.